Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, our bodies are absolutely amazing. They're built. The older I get and continue breathingly, the more amazed I am by that.
Absolutely.
Poll found the average person suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year, about 3 a month. And when you factor in all the injuries from childhood, average lifetime total is 4,000. So think about that. If you had to get those all at once, that would be torture.
Yeah.
Maybe we just do it to ourselves slowly. Anyway, the poll was, I should tell you, paid for by the Band-Aid brand Cure-Aid.
Well, there is that. Yes.
But no, like in my house, it's pretty accurate. I mean, yeah. I know, because I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm the person they come to put the Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
I guess mom's supposed to do that. I don't know. Traditional?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I put a Band-Aid on my husband just 2 days ago. He was very excited about his exceptionally sharp knives that he bought, and they worked wonderfully for cutting through meat. But unfortunately, they cut through other things too. Yeah, it was still bleeding. Yeah.
I am a fan of good sharp cutlery, but yeah, you have to be very cautious.
Yeah, when it arrived, because we had that conversation when it arrived, he said, on Amazon, the reviews say it's great. They can do, it's great for cutting meat. I'm like, the kids are going to cut themselves. They're exactly. Totally cutting themselves. Yeah. No, it'll be great. And he's the one who's bleeding.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, people report that the time, place that they injured themselves the most while using their phone, because they're not paying attention.
It's not the phone that causes the injury. No. It's their inattention to surroundings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And that kids are the most injury prone. But anyway, the average American.
You do have a son you call Crash.
Oh, I do. Yeah. No, he is injury prone.
Yes.
Yeah, that hasn't changed with age either. And I have to constantly explain that my two sons wrestle all the time. They're both on the same wrestling team for a long time, and they're constantly wrestling. I'm like, no, that'll break his back. Nope, you can't. No, he cannot bend in that direction. No, yes. No, that'll end badly. Stop.
Yeah.
And they're constantly roughhousing. Anyway, the most common reasons we injure ourselves are we get distracted, aren't paying attention, general clumsiness, and kitchen-related incidents.
Well, to which your husband can attest to.
Exactly. Hey, I was glad though, because I immediately, as soon as he saw me, saw the blood on his finger, I start yelling at him like preemptively, because I'm like, no, you're putting a Band-Aid on. Yeah. You're putting a Band-Aid on. He's like, Mom, hey, chill out. I got one right here. Because, he's a tough guy, right? He's a Marine. Yeah. So, he doesn't wear Band-Aids, not him. And I'm like, okay.
Rub a little dirt in it.
Yeah, but see, germs affect you the same way as other people who are not a tough man, such as yourself. So, but anyway, it's funny. And the reason I bring that up, the poll addressed that too. 1 in 4 people worry other people will judge them as weak or sickly if they have a Band-Aid on. I'm like, nobody cares, honey. Just put the Band-Aid on.
Well, I'm at an age where I don't care anymore. And sadly, my wife keeps getting these Band-Aids. They've got little flowers and things. So I'm like, I don't care anymore. I
mean, your manhood is gone.
No, it's not gone. It's right, well established. I'll put it that way.
Okay,
I have a legacy.
I got you. You've got the legacy.
Yeah,
okay.
So I don't worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, give me the little, Paisley Band-Aid or the one with the little flowers on it or something or other. That's fine. I don't care. As long as it stops the blood flow.
Yeah. Well, good for you. All right.
Now, I'm still looking for those camo Band-Aids, though.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Maybe my husband wearing one of those. I don't know. All right. Meantime, this is getting ridiculous, okay? The Senate parliamentarian, who I don't know. Look at her picture. She looks like she's about 22. I don't know. She's definitely a Democrat, though. I mean, that's well established. She's always leaned on the balance for them. Now ruling that Republicans cannot cut Medicaid funding for illegals, which is illegal under federal law. Okay. What is to be done about this? Well, they act like nothing. We can't do anything. She's the parliamentarian. She rules on what goes in and out, what can legally be permissible in the bill. Well, okay. She's not an attorney. And can anyone fire her? Yes. John Thune can fire her. Well, then fire her. Get rid of her. We don't, no, we're not going to rule that we can give Medicaid to illegals. And we have to leave it in there. Anyway, Lindsey Graham is the budget committee, head of the budget committee now. So this is his handiwork in terms of the big, beautiful bill. Adds $1 trillion more than the House passed version to the deficit. Well, if we were getting something cool for that, I guess those of you who support that kind of spending, it'd be okay. We're not getting anything cool for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It keeps Biden's Green New Deal going, which, you know, at this point, we don't need any of that. It's getting cooler, not warmer. Requires projects to begin construction in 2027, allowing subsidies to continue well past Trump's term. Why are we funding this? Most of that is Solyndra-style giveaways to companies who are promising everything from charging stations. We saw how that worked, the billions for that. They've never been built. You know, to the solar-powered America and the system to deliver it, that won't get built either. This is just a Democrat graft and fraud project. Why would you put the subsidies back there back in? It's crazy. The House bill, Lee, stops China from profiting from green subsidies. Makes sense, right? I mean, the last batch of stuff they sent us paid for by the green subsidies had spyware in it that could shut down the grid. You know, at the juncture where the solar panels connect to the to the grid?
The inverters, yeah.
The inverters. And we paid them to do it. We subsidized it. Well, they took those subsidies out of the House version. Good for them. Senate version puts them back in. Thank you, Lindsey Graham. Guts the foreign entity of concern definition, which reallows China component companies to benefit from the subsidies. I don't know. We're just stupid. Okay. What else is in there? Ton of stuff. Weakens House policy on SNAP abuse, waste and fraud. That's $137 billion in savings gone. This one makes me see absolute red. The Republicans brilliantly decided to tax remittances to Mexico. In other words, the money that should have been earned by Americans but was instead earned by illegal immigrants because their bosses are part of the tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration. So the plan was to get $24 billion back in lost revenues by taxing the remittances, and which is really good. That was in the House version. Took it out of the Senate version. Don't know what Lindsey was thinking, but he oversaw all of it as the budget chairman. This would not and could not be happening without his approval. Really exciting. Chip Roy got health savings accounts put into the House passed version, one of the things he demanded. Mm-hmm. And that's really good. That gets us to begin to have more health care freedom. Taken out of the Senate proposal. What? I expect that from Democrats, not Republicans. Taxes on university endowments. They have tens of billions of dollars sitting in these university endowments, and then they come to Congress for money.
Yeah, and still keep coming to us for tax dollars.
Yeah, so we should tax it, and then we'll give it back to them then. Well, there's a 21% tax in the House passed bill. Good. The Senate proposal knocks it down to 8%. Not good. How about this one? This shouldn't be hard. Stops taxpayer-funded sex changes. This should be very easy for Republicans. Allegedly, Republicans are in control of the Senate, but it's hard to tell. Yes, the House version stops taxpayer-funded sex changes, whether on Obamacare, Medicaid, CHIP funding. The Senate version allows Obamacare money to, some of which is subsidies and some of which is yours, it's on the program, to be used for sex changes. Okay. Don't know what that's about. And there's a couple other things here. This the House passed BBB meets the House framework for deficit neutrality. If we assume 2.6% economic growth, Senate blows right through it, on track to add $1 trillion more than the House passed version of the deficit. So you don't like any of that? Call Lindsey Graham's office. Let him know how you feel. He's running for office now, so he might actually listen. Yeah. Maybe.
Y'all better call, because I think they've got Tara's number blocked.
Yeah, they got me on a list somewhere, I'm sure. You know, domestic terrorist, blah, 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 something like that. We do say we are terrorists.
Oh, so. You're wanting to fly out of GSP or somewhere,
yeah.
Tara? Step aside over here.
They did GSA that to me.
I know you told us about that. Yeah, they've done that. Yeah.
I was in tears. My daughter was like, you know, hugging me. Like, I was shaking. I was so angry. I knew I got targeted. I knew I did. I mean, it was like a sexual assault. I'm not kidding. It was a terrible thing if you've ever had to go through it. Just not good. Anyway. All right. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.